Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School, which is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this day when we observe the purification of Mary and the presentation of our Lord by Mary and Joseph in the temple. In the last few weeks, we have heard of fulfillments of prophecies as we considered events in the early ministry of Jesus. Today's readings return to the infancy of Jesus, his presentation, and Mary's purification in the temple 40 days after his birth. The Old Testament reading presents the fulfillment of Hannah's vow to return her son Samuel to the Lord. Samuel became a prophet, offered sacrifice as a priest, and was the last of the judges over Israel, regarded as second only to Moses as leader of Israel. He anointed the first two kings of Israel, Saul and David. We hear of the reliance on God which both Hannah and Samuel displayed in the hymn, "Entrust Your Days and Burdens."
A reading from the first chapter of the first book of Samuel. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For the child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there.
Thank you.
The writer of the letter to the Hebrews assures us that, as they share in the flesh and blood of their parents, Christ also took on flesh, that he, through death, could destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil. We have become the offspring of Abraham, as St. Paul tells the Galatians. It is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. Christ, as our high priest, was also himself the very sacrifice that alone could redeem us. We celebrate this in the hymn, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives."
A reading from the second chapter of the letter to the Hebrews. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
Today's Gospel reading tells of the required presentation of Jesus, Mary's firstborn son, as well as her purification sacrifices, a burnt offering and a sin offering, as these had been described in Leviticus 12. Confirming fulfillment of more prophecies, Simeon and Anna speak of salvation and redemption, not only for Jerusalem and Israel, but also for the Gentiles. We hear of Simeon's joyful proclamation in the hymn, "In peace and joy I now depart."
A reading from the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for your glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
We thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Bible study and Sunday school for all ages follow immediately after the service. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. The next Joyful Generational offering is Joyful Still on Wednesday, February 5th from 5:30 until 7 p.m. All senior-aged adults are invited to participate. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, may you always find joy and glory in the Lord.